Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Lori Anselman, who is in the final week in her campaign for Albany County Executive. So, Lori, I bet you this has been quite an undertaking for you, quite a journey.
Oh, heaven, Jeff. Yeah, it's been incredible. It's been an opportunity to learn a lot of different stuff about politics and people running for various different offices. It's been a great opportunity because it's, you know, I've gotten my appetite wet now, and I really want to get more involved to see what kind of changes we can really make.
So, you know, this is a heavily Democratic area. If you ever decide to run again, would you challenge an incumbent to a primary?
Yeah, I would. I would. But, I mean, I don't necessarily want to run on the Democratic line. Albany is very entrenched in that party line, and I think there's a lot of people in there that aren't doing great services for the people who live in this area, you know, and
uh-huh.
I think that a change is really needed, and maybe somebody with a different way of thinking about stuff and not just being a career politician, you know.
Now, you know, you just said that Albany is a one-party town. What's your view on that notion? One party town. People, they vote for the party instead of the candidate or the personality or the issues. How do you feel about that
is,
since you're running?
A,
you know, I'm sorry.
You
go
know,
ahead.
Sorry, there must be a delay kind of thing. I think you're very correct in people just kind of voting along party lines. People, you know, say, I've been a Democrat all my life, that's how I'm going to vote. And I don't think people necessarily look at what the issues are or what people are doing. I think I've mentioned this to you in the past that, you know, some of the individuals that I've run into don't even know who's in the office for which they are voting, you know, and I'm like, how do you not know? And they were like, well, I just go in and I, you know, click Democrat, 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 Democrat all the way down the line. And that's how they go. And I, you know, think it's very important that people look outside of that piece of their, you know, political beliefs. You're not just the Democrat because that's how you've always been. You should be a voter who looks at the issues and wants the issues to meet what they believe is the correct way of being.
I agree. You know, do you think that voting straight Democratic line, if you're a registered Democrat, do you think that's the lazy way of filling your obligations as a citizen?
Well, I don't think it's the lazy way at all. I don't think that's it at all. I think, like I said, people believe that they grew up in a Democratic household, so that's how they have to vote. So it's kind of become their way of believing. And sometimes I don't think people get enough information to be self-educated about what the issues are and what's going on. And then I don't, you know, again, I will say not lazy at all. I actually know people that, you know, I'm very close to that vote very specifically Democratic because of the jobs they're in, you know, and they're concerned that if they don't stay in a particular party that's in office, they're going to lose their job. They're not going to get promoted. You know, like all of these things might happen because people do go back and look to see if you voted. I don't know 100% if it tells you how you voted, but they go back and look to see if you voted. And, you know, they look to see, you know, what your politics are and how they play into the work that you're currently doing.
So we have one more week, a little over a week to go in this campaign season. When did you actually decide that you wanted to run for county executive.
Yeah, well, that's kind of funny. It was well after the fact of trying to get on the ballot because I had to wait for the signature part of the campaign to try to get on the ballot as an independent. And as I have said in a previous show with you, that I didn't get enough signatures. I got 937 signatures and I needed 1,500. So I didn't get on the ballot that way. And it was from there that speaking to another person that sort of got me into the write-in campaign.
That's tough. People have to spell your name exactly right for your vote to be counted. That's a real nail biter, don't you think?
I do. I joke a lot with my wife by saying I should have changed my name to Smith or Johnson or something people easily remember, because Anselment, it's spelled just the way it sounds, but a lot of people have trouble with it. You know, there's an I in a place that doesn't belong or whatever, you know. So it's a tough name, and I do hope that people get it out. And, you know, the exactness of it, I would hope that it's not, you know, like people can look and see what the intent of the vote is, and that would be something that I mean, I don't know if it would matter, but I would challenge that somebody is writing in a particular name, and just because they misspelled it doesn't mean that that wasn't the person that they were trying to vote for.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, this is an off year. You know, they're looking forward to, you know, the presidential campaign and maybe the state legislative campaign. What do you tell them about this is just as important as
this?
A high-profile race.
I say to everybody I know, our local elections are almost more important because it's the people in the local elections that sometimes move up that chain to get into the national elections. They've started somewhere, and if you want somebody to be higher up the food chain in the politics, you need to start at the ground level and have people here that you believe in and that you can vote with. And then hopefully that person can move forward and do more good in a wider base.
So what do you envision the last week of this campaign?
I think it's going to be a lot of questions from people that I know asking me, like, how's it going? What am I doing? I'm still handing out flyers. Like I said, we've got some people that allowed us to put up some signs, so we put up more signs. Trying to talk my nieces and nephews into, you know, holding up signs for me at various different places, you know, just trying to get my name out there. And, you know, with the flyers and the business cards, it shows people how to spell my last name.
You know, I've had you on Focus on Albany a couple of times. Have you been approached by other news outlets to articulate your views?
Haven't been approached by anybody. You're the only person who has given me the opportunity to put out any information that I had on this, and which I greatly appreciate. But, yeah, you're the only person who's kind of given me a voice on a bigger stage. So it's great. I mean, and you do get out there because, trust me, I have conversations at lunchtime in my office with some of their we go to the diner, and we sit there and we chat because people have listened to the show.
That's great. I like to hear stuff like that. But, you know, equally important, as important, you know, is voting. But I think the press has a major role I mean, as far as, like, what I see in here now, it's all news outlets have their own agendas. News outlets do not, for the most part, cover the news objectively. I think if the news media covered the news objectively and was even-handed about it, I think people would have more of an informed vote. What do you think?
Well, I think that if people were able to get their information out to the news media, that yes, individuals would have more information on the candidates that are potentially in a position to be voted on. I know that I've seen one reporter, and honestly, I can't remember what her name was, but she wrote a piece that says, you know, hey, politicians, kind of like this, hey, politicians, you know, the news reporters are not your, you know, private social media kind of stuff. So it sounds like, you know, individuals reach out to them to get their word out. But I think it's also important for them to kind of look around and see what's going on, because there is stuff. There's signs out there with my name on it. There's people talking. We've got your show going on. There is stuff happening, you know, and I've only heard the one news report on Abby Tilsner, who supposedly was running on the Socialist Working Party line. I've not heard another peep since, so I have no idea if she's in it or not, you know. So there's a lot that's going on.
Her name has never surfaced, you know, and I watch all this stuff all the time.
Yeah, no, it's kind of amazing to me that, like, there's people out there that you don't hear anything. You know, even someone just, you know, getting their feet wet in reporting, you would think that they might want to just stop by and say, hey, you know, I heard you're running, or, you know, I got some information that you're trying to, you know, get into the politics world. You know, what do you think about all this stuff? Kind of like you do. You know, you give people the opportunity to get their name out there and to get their message out there. And I think that that's a wonderful thing, and you're doing a marvelous job. You know, I just wish that other people would do it as well.
I don't have the ability to write $1,000 checks, but I have the ability to say, hey, you want to be on Focus on Albany? Let's do a show today. You know, and I think that's important for the movers and shakers in the community to have a platform, not, and more than just like maybe a soundbite or 30 seconds on the TV or radio and a couple of paragraphs in the newspaper. You know, I think it's important for people to listen and to make their own decisions. And that's why I enjoy doing what I'm doing. So in the last week, will it be hectic for you?
Well, you know, the last week will be challenging because I still have to work, you know, so I have to fit all the other stuff on the outside of my work, obviously, to get that done. So, you know, we run around, I had a group of friends come over and they helped me staple business cards to flyers, and, you know, people took signs to put up in their yards, and, you know, so there's still the push. And, you know, I just want to say to you, Cynthia, thousands of dollars don't mean a lot to me. I know it's important for some people to have a lot of money in their campaign to be able to do different things. But I'm looking at this totally from a grassroots perspective, just the way you do your podcast. That's how we've kind of moved forward with this writing campaign. You know, we're not out asking people for their money. We're, you know, I want people to vote, and I want them to vote for people that they believe in. And that's good. I don't care who it's going to. Well, you know, like I said before, I do care. I would like it to be me. But I think it's important that people go out and make a decision for the person that they believe is going to best represent them. And I think that, you know, having knowledge of who's in the game is very important.
What would you do if you woke up on November 6th and the headline in the Times Union said, "County Executive upset, Lori Anselman wins for County Executive"? What would be the first thing you do?
I'd have to ask my wife if I was still dreaming. I think that, you know, that would be a marvelous, as a couple of people have said to me, lightning striking, you know, that would be marvelous. And I would be very honored, very honored. You know, I'd be very honored just by the people writing in my name. And I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, I keep joking, and it's going to be Vic and I who write in my name. You know, there's two, but now I know from an earlier conversation there's at least three. So, you know, I'm just honored that people would take the time to write my name in, because it's very important to me that, you know, that there is a choice and that people have somebody else to look at as a possibility. And I am absolutely not done here, Cynthia. If the, you know, no matter how this goes, you know, I got 4 years in front of me to make it even greater.
So, you know, you're in an uphill fight. You know, people like to do the high peaks and the Adirondacks. There's 46 of them. I think you've done them all in this one campaign. So, right?
It's been an extremely great learning process.
Okay, you say it's been an extremely great learning process. What's the most important thing you've taken away from this?
How little people really know about the politics going on around them. I mean, I've started reading the budgets. I've started looking at how many people vote, how many people get out and vote for their legislators, for their mayors, for council people. There's been positions like in Colony for the town clerk. The town clerk of Colony got more votes than most of the mayors and town supervisors and things like that there, you know. So it just it's incredible to me to see how people vote. And I'm not sure if they vote this way because they don't have all the information, or if they're just, you know, looking at being a party line voter, or they say that, oh, this vote doesn't matter, so I'm not going out, you know. And I say to everybody, every vote matters. Every vote matters. Your voice matters. I have people in my life very close to me that says my vote's going to be the one that wins the election. You know, and that's how I think people should be.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure Albany County is very diverse. It's city, it's suburban, and it's rural. Have you covered?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Have you covered every part of the county?
I've been in a lot of them, and I've been in Knox, I've been in Bern, I've been in, you know, Middleburg, Rensselaerville, you know, Waterville East, Green Island, Colony. I've been all over the place, you know. Fortunately for me, I come from a big family, so I have family that lives in Waterville East, I have family that live in Green Island, I have family up in Bern, you know, so I have people around that are willing to support me in those areas. So, you know, I've been in a lot of different places. I probably didn't hit every spot, you know, because I'm not sure how to, you know, and that's part of the learning process. I've learned different things as I've moved along, and this is one of those things that going further in the future, I will have a better handle on and a better way to be able to connect with the people in all of these areas.
Now, have you encountered Dan McCoy at all throughout your campaign?
No, not at all. The only thing that I had heard once upon a time, and I don't know if it's true or not, is when I initially started all this, I had pens made that said Change Albany County. One of my pens made its way to his office. You know, that's the only thing I've ever heard. But that first set of pens didn't have my name on it. The second set did. So, but I've not heard anything other than that. You know, go ahead.
Go ahead, Lauren.
I was going to say he's very confident that he's going to win this race, you know. And I can't say that I blame him wholeheartedly because, like I said, I'm a newbie to all of this and I was totally unfamiliar with what I needed to do. But all I will say is if something doesn't change this election, it certainly will the next one.
Wow. That's pretty good. So, a county executive is quite an undertaking.
It is.
And, yeah. So, and I'm sure you and I never met before. The time you saw me in Washington Park holding my sign, I'm sure you've met a lot of people.
I have. I've met a lot of good people, and I've met a lot of ambitious people. And the county executive is a big seat. But you know what? If you want your message to be heard, you want people to know who you are, go for the biggest chair in the house. You know? And I think that's kind of what it's going to be. And I look at, like, you know, we've had our conversations about Todd Drake and him trying to pass term limits and stuff like that there and not getting the support from the Democratic Party, you know. And that, to me, just shows that there's a signal there that we're about being, you know, career politicians, working for the people of the area that you live in. Should be all about that, not all about how it's going to serve you best. It's but how you're going to how you serve the constituents or the voters, you know, and taking care of business that way.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, what would you say to people who look at what you're doing and say, "Boy, you know, she's like," it's almost like the impossible dream, she's on a quest. What do you say to people who kind of discount what you're doing?
Well, I say they're probably some of the same people with their dollar and their dream. You know, they go out and buy that lottery ticket hoping something's going to happen there. So this to me is, you know, that kind of same thought process. I can't make a difference if I don't get my feet into the process. You know?
Right, right. So you just have a few days left, and I'm sure you're exhausted. I'm sure you're going to take off November 6th and sleep, right?
Well, I would say luckily for me, I get that day off, right? Or is that the 5th that I get off? The 5th. Nope, sorry. So, no, I get the 5th off, so I can rest that day while I'm out, you know, trying to convince people to go write my name in, you know. No, but I won't be taking off November 6th. I have to go to work.
Okay. So we'll talk again whether or not you become the next county executive. Would you like
that
to come back?
Good. Absolutely. I would love to.
Okay. So you have been listening to, oh, I'm sorry, in the last few minutes of this podcast, share your thoughts. What would you like to say? What would you like to tell the people listening?
I would like to tell the people, I would like to tell everybody that I spell my name A-N-F-E-L-M-E-N-T. And if you get to the polls and you want to vote for me, there it is. If you get to the polls and vote for somebody else, that's wonderful too.
Okay, Lori. Good luck, and we'll talk again soon. So you've been listening to Lori Anselman, who's running for Albany County Executive. And if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Lori, good luck, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great night.
Thank you, Cynthia.